You're listening to Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast with your host, Jumpin' John McDermott.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Flashback. I'm Jumpin' John, and we'll be looking back at some of rock and roll's greatest artists, songs, and stories. Today, I will focus on one of the more successful British invasion bands that began to hit America's musical shores in 1964. This podcast is called Herman's Hermits, Part 1, where I will briefly review the history and successful recordings behind the band called Herman's Hermits. Be sure to check out our companion podcast, Herman's Hermits, Part 2, where I interview an authentic Herman's Hermits fan in studio. In 1964, Herman's Hermits was formed in Manchester, England. Harvey Lisberg discovered them and signed on as their manager. Then the band's deal with producer Mickey Most had them signing with EMI's Columbia label in Europe and MGM Records in the United States. Their five-piece lineup essentially came together from two different local bands: Keith Hopwood, rhythm guitar backing vocals, Carl Green, bass, and Peter Noon, lead vocals, came from the Heartbeats, and Derek Leck Leckenby, lead guitar, and Barry Whitwam, drums, joined later from the Wailers. Before joining the band, lead singer Peter Noon had prior acting experience, sometimes using the stage name Peter Novak. Peter was only 15 when he joined, and his youthful good looks made him a natural heartthrob for thousands of teenage girls. As the band's handsome front man, effectively, Peter became Herman. Producer Most molded the band into a non-threatening, boys-next-door, clean-cut image, at times even emphasizing their English accents in recordings. The band members were all competent musicians. Despite the group's musical chops, producer Most often also used professional session musicians, including future Led Zeppelin members Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, to replace or supplement the band. The Hermits' first single was a Goffin King composition, I'm Into Something Good. The song quickly rose to number one in the UK and introduced the band to the US market by reaching number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 at the end of 1964. Herman's Hermits began touring the U.S. in 1965 as a headliner, and the touring paid off with Peter Noon, a.k.a. Herman, becoming a pinup in teen magazines. Their next single, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1965. The follow-up, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, did even better in the U.S. and went to number 1, staying there for 3 weeks. Then came a cover of the Sam Cooke song, Wonderful World, which reached number 4 in the U.S. It was followed by I'm Henry VIII, I Am, their second number 1 hit in the U.S. They closed out a very successful 1965 with Just a Little Bit Better, which climbed to number 7 in the U.S. 1966 was another successful year for the Hermits, starting with A Must to Avoid, which reached number 8 in January 1966. Other hits that year included Listen People, number 3 in the U.S., and Leaning on a Lamp Post, number 9 in the U.S. Then in 1967, Herman's Hermits had their final U.S. top 10 hit, There's a Kind of Hush. Hush reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 with gold certification for U.S. sales of 1 million units awarded that April. Between late 1964 and early 1968, Herman's Hermits never failed to reach the top 40 in the U.S. Herman's Hermits actually seemed to be more popular in the U.S. than in the U.K. Strangely, 6 of their 11 U.S. top 10s were not released as A-side singles in their native UK. Despite this, the band managed to have some success in Britain between 1968 and 1970 with several major hits, which ironically failed to chart in the US. Among them were the four UK top tens, Sunshine Girl, Something's Happening, My Sentimental Friend, and Years May Come, Years May Go. Their final UK hit, Lady Barbara, was released in 1970 and was credited to Peter Noon and Hermits Hermits. During their American tours, the group appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, The Dean Martin Show, and The Jackie Gleason Show. The band also appeared in several movies. In 1968, the Hermits got their own feature film in the form of Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. Peter Noon also played the title role in a television production of Pinocchio. The gradual decline of Herman's Hermits in America was due in part to the arrival of the Monkees, who featured lead singer Davy Jones with his Manchester accent. Herman's Hermits continued to record until their split up in 1970. In 1971, Peter Noon went on to a solo career in England and divided his time between recording and acting. He had a brief return to the music scene with his new wave band, The Tremblers, in the early 1980s. The Hermits gradually disappeared from the music scene after Peter Noon's departure. During their career, Herman's Hermits successfully sold more than 60 million records. They had 14 gold singles, 7 gold albums, and recorded 18 consecutive Billboard Top 40 hits. The Hermits were twice named in the U.S. trade paper Cashbox as Entertainer of the Year. This has been Rock and Roll Flashback, a brief look at the British invasion band called Herman's Hermits. For more info on the Hermits, please check out our companion podcast, Herman's Hermits Part 2, where I interview an authentic Herman's Hermits fan in studio. I'm Jumpin' John McDermott.
And until next time,
rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.
She would.
So.